Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yeah, if you choose to remove your frown lines or your crow's feet, you're probably one of a number of the increasing number of Irish men opting for these treatments, all part of a global trend. And male Botox even has its own name in some online areas, Brotox, as it's more anecdotally known. But the American Society of Plastic Surgeons last year said that the amount of money being spent on Botox by men has grown 400% since 2000. And you're talking about, like, there's a whole range of treatments, obviously, if the usual Botox and fillers, but you've jawline sharpening, hyaluronic filler, eye lifts, muscle sculpting, and of course, don't forget the salmon sperm injections. I want to chat to some of our male listeners today about just the kind of things that you like to get and the differences you've noticed. Irla is with me on the line today. Irla, you've had Botox previously.
Yeah, I have indeed. I've been getting Botox now probably for 10 plus years.
Has it made a difference?
Most definitely.
You haven't aged, I'd say, in those 10 years.
I don't think I've moved in the last 10 years. No,
so
jokes aside, to be fair, I like to be quite natural looking in it. So I find you don't need to freeze your entire face like you see online.
Yeah. So what have you been getting?
So I get three areas of Botox done. So I get all the way across my forehead, my eyes, and then just a little bit under my eyes and my bunny lines down my nose. So it's more to stop my face being so expressionless. Then I get that done.
Yeah.
And then alongside that, I also get, I get a lot of kind of deep skin treatments done. Morpheus 8 is one of the latest ones that I got a series of. And then I also got six series of Forma and then a little bit of fillers as well. But I have no shame. I'll get anything.
Yeah. Well, you really look after your skin by the sounds of it.
Well, I didn't for many years. I didn't for many years. And I lived abroad for quite some time and shamefully, you know, didn't wear Factor or anything like that out in the sun all day, every day. And I kind of saw its effects last year when I went into Kerry Hanafee and then. And they kind of said to me, look, you need to start looking after yourself, but there's ways you can undo the damage. And that's where it kind of became more than just Botox and fillers for me.
Yeah.
That you can reverse aging and make yourself look that kind of glowier, healthier without having to just constantly inject yourself with different things or get that puffy face or anything.
Well, you can
like
get
that.
I don't want to say non-surgical, but you can get the treatments without the likes of Botox or filler if you want to do something.
Exactly.
But maybe that's not the route that you want to go down. Just mentioned those figures from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons and the number of men now spending quite a bit of their spare cash on facial treatments or tweakments or enhancements, whatever name you want to give it. But like, do you notice that there's more men in Ireland now making improvements or enhancements?
Most definitely. Like when I first started, I'd say about 10 years, over 10 years ago, it was only female friends of mine that were getting it done. There was the odd male friend that I had. Now I can't think of a male friend who doesn't get something done, whether it's skin treatments, Botox, fillers, or the more extreme surgeries, things like that. I can't think of a male that hasn't had work done or continues to have work done. Whereas when I initially started, I was a rarity. You know, I was told, you know, women do that, not men.
Not men. But I would have thought that stigma has certainly, dissipated somewhat at this stage, Irla.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's now, I would say nowadays, it's that men are getting as much, if not more, than women.
Professor Jack Kelly is with me, Irla, on the line as well. Jack is the president of the Irish Association of Plastic Surgeons. I mentioned, Jack, the US figures a few moments ago, but like beyond anecdotes and Irla talking about his own experience, are you noticing more men choosing to make enhancements?
Well, Andrea, thanks for having us on again. Actually, I think Irla is right. I think that men are more aware. Men are definitely presenting more for Botox, filler, facial aesthetic treatments than they were in the past. This is a trend that's reflected in the figures, as you mentioned, from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. And even across the pond in the UK, they have very good figures. They show about 10% of all Botox in the UK is now being administered to men. And if you look at all the studies that have come out recently, up to 14% of people in studies who are getting Botox are actually men. So actually, it's no longer a rarity. It certainly is a thing where men are now more self-conscious and are happy to go ahead with treatment.
Botox, as I mentioned, the name that it's now being called.
Mm. Yes, well, I mean, there's lots of names for various different things with mini Botox, Botox. But as Irla is saying there, I mean, the reason people go for Botox is because it works very well. I think one of the reasons it's increased in the last few years is because of COVID and online Zoom and MS Teams meetings. People are looking at themselves on camera and are beginning to realize that they can certainly improve their appearance, make themselves a little bit fresher. And I think that has sparked a big change in self-awareness, certainly amongst men. As you know yourself, women were very self-aware for many years and were happy to get treatment. But men have now realized that they look different on the camera to what they think they perceive themselves in real life. And I've noticed that men will come up and say, you know, I think I need something because I'm on Zoom. I look a little bit tired.
Okay, so we can blame COVID, I suppose, in many respects for this. Patrick is with us on the line too. Patrick, do you agree with that? You know, COVID, online Zoom calls and FaceTiming, and I suppose social media in general, has that put men under pressure to make some changes?
I definitely think so, because everyone nowadays knows at least a couple of people that have got it done, especially men. I know a bunch of tradesmen that are even getting it. I think your local baker is probably getting Botox at this point because it's such an easy treatment to get. It only takes like a few minutes to be done. And the results are just incredible.
Is there anything, like what sort of stuff, I suppose, Patrick, do you get?
Oh, I had loads done. I'm really into my skincare and really into my skin treatment. I have had HIFU, I've had Softwave recently with Kerry Hanafy. I've done microcurrent, I've done micro needling, I've done skin peels, lasers, I had a rhinoplasty. I've done it all.
Yeah, you've tried everything, and you feel better for it yourself, Patrick. You're happy that you've started on the route.
Absolutely. I think it's a great way to invest in your skin, especially I'm quite young. I'm only 24. So it's really fun trying the skin treatments out. And a lot of them are just to help improve your skin. It's not to alter your appearance. It really is to give your skin that good hydration, build up that collagen before it starts going down at a certain age.
Do you have any, is there anything, Jack, to be concerned about? Because, I know that we will get texts now from people who'll say, you shouldn't be talking about this. You're only going to entice others to start getting Botox fillers or whatever else. Like, I get microneedling facials. I haven't had Botox or fillers yet, as I always say. I have had microneedling all right done. But, you know, are there any concerns at all?
Well, I mean, there are concerns with every treatment. If the treatment is inappropriate and administered badly, you can get complications with any treatment. I mean, Botox is very, very safe treatment, very few complications. But with any treatment, that you can get a rare allergy to Botox. You could have bruising, swelling, asymmetry, disappointment. I mean, it has to be administered by the right person. But it sounds as if Patrick and Irla have very good treatment from excellent practitioners. They're very happy with the results. So, I mean, the vast majority of people will have an excellent outcome from these treatments. And so I would say just do your research, go to a very good person. And if you're happy with the results, I don't see any problem with them. The problem is when things go wrong, if somebody is qualified enough to address the issues, well, that's where things can become a little bit problematic. And that's where people would say, well, you shouldn't have treatment. But in the vast majority of cases, these are very safe.
Are we going to look at a point, do you think, in a couple of years' time where, you know, you'll be in the minority if you're not getting it?
We're not there yet, but I think we're close. I mean, I think younger people are now talking about getting Botox to prevent getting wrinkles, as opposed to in the past, people were coming to treat wrinkles.
Yeah, to undo them.
Actually very interesting. So more people are aware. People are more self-conscious at a younger age. I think certainly the numbers, if you look at the figures in North America and in Europe, they're going up steadily all the time. So I don't think we're going to reach a point where everybody's getting Botox and fillers, but certainly, I mean, as Irla and Patrick have said, men are now more inclined to get treatment, and that really was an area that was never addressed in the past. And it's hard to hear that the two Irla and Patrick are very self-conscious about their appearance and their skincare, because skincare for men typically was always neglected. Men get more skin cancer. They don't use sun cream. They're not as careful. So it's heartening to hear this, actually.
Okay. Professor Jack Kelly, President of the Irish Association of Plastic Surgeons. Patrick Irla, thanks a million for joining us to share your experience. You can email me, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.